We're sending a message from Central of Happy Holland. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's in the middle of the night. Vampire's night. Yeah, one vampire is watching here. And playing with the bolt. Kill this dog. Kill this dog. Okay. Do we really going? We are Patapu. Radio Patapu just displaying for you people. Play people. Radio Patapu. Yeah, Patapu. Patapu, don't forget this name. Radio Patapu is playing for you. This Christmas night. Okay, no.
Saber-tooth tiger right behind you. We came up with a sound for that. But when it gets really interesting, I think, is when we use that same system of symbols to communicate all the abstract and intangible things that we're experiencing. What is like frustration? Or what is anger or love? When I say love, the sound comes out of my mouth and it hits the other person's ear, travels through this Byzantine conduit in their brain, you know, through their memories of love or lack of love. And they register what I'm saying and they say, yes, they understand. But how do I know they understand? Because words are inert. They're just symbols. They're dead, you know? And so much of our experience is intangible. So much of what we perceive cannot be expressed. It's unspeakable. And yet, you know, when we communicate with one another and we feel that we have connected and we think that we're understood, I think we have a feeling of almost spiritual communion. And that feeling might be transient, but I think it's what we live for.
Yeah, the chicken was okay?
Yeah, the chicken
was okay. You are sorry about the chicken because the chicken was the biggest part of the operation.
If we're looking at the highlights of human development, we have to look at the evolution of the organism and then at the development of its interaction with the environment. Evolution of the organism will begin with the evolution of life, proceed through the hominid coming to the evolution of mankind, Neanderthal, Cro-Magnon. Now, interestingly, what you're looking at here are three strains: biological, anthropological, development, cities, cultures, and cultural, which is human expression. Now, what you've seen here is not so much the evolution of individuals. And in addition, if you look at the time.
Follow me.
Yeah. And that's why you have so many problems on this world now, because so many big guys things like this.
Like Jesus.
Jesus is bullshit.
Sorry.
Sorry, Yoda.
Thank you.
something totally different. It could be the amplification of the individual, the multiplication of individual existences, parallel existences, now with the individual no longer restricted by time and space. And the manifestations of this new human type of evolution, manifestations could be figurative. That's the interest. You're talking about parasitism, dominance, morality, okay? War, predation. These would be subject to de-emphasis. These would be subject to de-evolution. The new evolutionary paradigm would give us the human traits of truth.
Bernstein.
Mal ab. Okay, nee, wir hören das hier mal auf hier. Nach 25 Minuten und 45 Sekunden sollte echt Schluss sein. Danke.
Я не хочу есть без вкуса. Я не хочу, как Je fais mes shadows. L'esprit violent dont je me tiens à carreau. Quand je suis devant le barreau, je suis devant la barre, je suis devant le boss. Je pense à la scène, je pense à l'époque. Au beat qu'on a saigné, en chillé, en soirée, entouré de potes. La prison j'amène, le succès est proche. Mais au fond, qui sont tes vrais potes? Ceux qui t'entourent ou ceux qui t'épaulent? J'ai changé de pôle. Ouais, j'ai changé d'épaule sur laquelle m'accrocher.
Sur laquelle m'accrocher.
Василий Кандинский. Видеть. Синее поднималось. Поднималось и падало. Острое, тонкое, свистело и втыкалось, но не протыкало. Во всех углах загремело. Густо коричневое повисло, будто на все времена. Будто. Шире расставь руки. Шире. И лицо твое прикрой красным платком. И, может быть, оно еще вовсе не сдвинулось. Сдвинулся только ты сам. Белый скачок за белым скачком. И за этим белым скачком опять белый скачок. И в этом белом скачке белый скачок. В каждом белом скачке белый скачок. Вот это-то и плохо, что ты не видишь мутное. В мутном-то оно и сидит. Отсюда все и начинается. Треснуло.
بقرة ونبيحي بدا 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 بقرة ونقو مرسي بلعي هانا توسين بدوين تمدو بحذي ذا مرينا بقرة ونبيحي بقرة ونبيحي بقرة ونبيحي بحركة وحنقو يالي
The heat has a way of undoing his body. Qais is used to it, has long understood his undoing. When he was a younger man, they called him salt swept. Of course they meant mad. His mind had a habit of hosting jinns. They had all been salt workers like him, all lost their epidermis toiling at Lake Asal. The first time he saw Layla, he was 27. He was alone. His heart had recently been pulled apart. Lake Asal is the hottest place on earth. It is home to Layla. At its periphery circles Qais, with only his body as compass. Her body, the salt lake, the slaked heat, the lowest point in the world. He loves endlessly, except for the part where his body ends, except for the border and boundary, except for where Layla inhabits the uninhabitable. He can't follow her there. Qais calls Layla, and they hear Pearl. Qais calls Layla, and they hear sea teeth. Qais calls Layla, and they hear crushed oysters, battered crustaceans. He calls, and he calls. The white sand crab scuttles in the direction of its mate. The white sand crab gives up most nights, charts a path home. Layla watched him try. Promethean, offer his liver, the part of him that could not process the saline. She had seen him step into the lake. She had witnessed his body burning, wounds opening and sealing. It wasn't for beings like him. He couldn't be a being like her. The people said she was a siren, said he was salt struck, salt stunned, salt slipped. His body changed in the sun, in the quiet heat of that place. Not quite a living thing. He couldn't die either. His hope, a star, dead and somehow still hanging in the sky. Whatever they have evaporates, condenses, cycles, falls like rain, like rain. Qais calls Layla and they hear. Qais calls Layla and they hear. Qais calls Layla and they hear. And his body, it still won't fold like her body can. She answers his cries with a cry. She answers his sighs with a temporary cloud. If there is a God, he doesn't hear them. I heard Qais circles the lake still. I heard he slips through borders looking for an entrance and an opening. I heard he is so worn, he is almost translucent. Those who have sighted him say he looks like a mirage, sounds like a split cabin. Wounding.